Here on the Radio Sports page, after a very, very exciting 3-2 win over the Oskaloosa Indians, their rivals, joined now by Pella Christian volleyball players Emma Ekoff and Faith Kakmarinski. And guys, just right off the bat, a very exciting match. What's the overall feeling like for you and the team after surviving a match like that?
I think when we went into the locker room, we are just so filled with joy right now because we fought really, really hard in those last, in that last set specifically. We really put our all out in there, and we are really glad that we came out with a win.
Yeah, it was just so much fun, and one of our words is all in, and we are definitely all in against Oski.
Yeah, and you guys started out really strong, were able to jump on them a little bit, and then they were able to rally back and take a couple of sets from you guys, and knowing that you were able to battle back from being down the way that you guys were in that match, you know, how much confidence does that give to you and the squad, knowing that you can, you know, even when things maybe aren't going as well as they could be going, that you can battle back and take a set in five?
Yeah, we really trusted ourselves in those last couple of sets, trusted that we could side out, trusted that we could put a ball down, and trusted the people around us too, trusted our teammates. And we just now, we know that we can fight through any set and do whatever.
Yeah, it just really helps build our trust between teammates and knows that, like, we can get far in the season. We have a lot more confidence now.
Yeah, and a big rivalry match, too, obviously. A lot of meanings into the rivalry here between Pella Christian and Oski, whether that be between students coming to PC from Oski, vice versa. You know, Coach White being a former coach here and things of that nature. Being able to win a big rivalry game like this, what does that mean to you guys?
It means a ton. It boosts our confidence so much, especially with Oski beating Eddyville last night, and we potentially could see Eddyville in the postseason. It boosts us so much, and it really motivates us to really work harder and just be better.
Yeah, it just really helps build our confidence and makes us, like, practice harder, because the rest of the week we don't have until Saturday, and Saturday we're going to come in strong just like tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking ahead, I mean, obviously you guys had a big match tonight. You get a couple of days to kind of unwind and kind of take this win in, and now you guys go to Greene County to participate in the tournament this weekend against a bunch of different schools. You know, how do you guys go about just kind of digesting this win in a way and moving forward with this while not losing the momentum of this match, but also not letting it carry over and affect your guys's play in matches to come?
I think that we're not going to take this as a time to relax. We're really going to push through the rest of this week and into Greene County and just really work hard and really push each other to work hard throughout practices.
I think having this victory really makes me and the rest of the team want more. So I think coming into Greene County, we just want to win because we realize how fun it is.
Yeah, and one final question here, because this now marks 8 wins in a row for the Eagles. 8-game winning streak. How great does that sound to you guys?
It is so amazing. It is. We knew we were coming with a winning streak, but the teams we've been playing haven't been really good. And coming in and beating Oski now is just, it boosts us so much, and it is just so amazing for us.
It's also really nice now that we're kind of more at the top of our conference. That's, like, huge to me, because playing other sports, it's like people always put us at the bottom, but now we show, like, we're up there. Like, we can play with the bigger schools.
And with a very young squad, too, guys. Talking to 2 sophomores here, as we say, a very young squad, very exciting win. Guys, thanks for joining us here on the Radio Sports page, and congrats on win number 8 in a row, and best of luck going down to Greene County, and maybe we can make it, we can extend that winning streak even further. So best of luck.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Emma Ekoff and Faith Kakmarinski of the Pella Christian volleyball team here on the Radio Sports page.